Hey everyone, welcome back to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
And Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello, everyone.
And Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
So we're doing things a little different. We canceled Sunday's episode because, you know, life. But this topic was too good to not do an episode on it or to delay it. Also, my brain isn't working and reading is really hard right now. So like I went to look and we'll get to that. But I went to look for a book of the week and I'm like, I don't know. So it was really, I really was excited about this episode and I felt like we had to give it space and do it. So,
and since we don't have one on Sunday because it's the Super Bowl, we couldn't just push it back a week.
Right. So, and I feel like everybody needs to have this episode before we go into Galentine's Day.
This is a good one. I'm super jammed.
Yeah. Also, and I have it behind me. Did anybody get the Meet Cute book for the Valentine's Day? So it was like the Advent one, but it's 14 days for Valentine's Day.
No.
It's super cute. I haven't done it, but my book friends here locally are reading it every day. Like, and they're all talking about it.
The bookstore girls.
Which is so funny because our chat is called, what is our chat called? It's like Book It. I don't think we're book besties in our group chat, right? Like, that's not our name.
We can't name it because
Jenny's group.
That's right.
Freaking Jenny. Okay.
I have a group chat named the Bra Burners.
The Bra Burners. That's fantastic. But I had to, so the bookstore group chat is called the Book Besties. And I'm like, I have to double check before I text something because, you know, they might not understand my complete chaos.
Wow. You have to be somewhat more appropriate with them and completely inappropriate with us.
No, they know.
Oh, no.
No, they know.
They know what they're getting when they know.
They know you're not normal.
Yeah.
They know you're like, not speakerphone friendly.
Yeah, I'm not speakerphone friendly. They're well aware. Yeah. So
Sunday, both my kids were at sleepovers Saturday into Sunday. So Sunday, like afternoon, basically, I'm driving to get the kids and I'm talking to Becky on the phone and we're talking about things that are happening. And she just lets out this like stream of words and she's like, I'm sorry, Nora. I was like, Nora's not in the car right now.
Like, I just said all the inappropriate words in like one sentence. One very long run-on sentence.
It's like, don't worry. She knows to plug her ears when I'm talking to you.
Patreon, huge thank you to our Patreon members. You're the reason Buzzing About Romance keeps buzzing and occasionally yelling about fictional men. If you love the pod and want to support what we do, we've got a simple $5 tier that helps keep the mics on, the episodes coming, and the romance opinions flowing. No pressure, just good vibes, great books, and our internal gratitude. Thanks for being amazing. Like, I can come back tonight because this community is here for me and what keeps me going. So also, Lindsay sent me the nicest text the other day and I literally was crying and I'm like, Lindsay, I need you to be chaos, Lindsay, not make me cry, Lindsay.
I was like, I would be on a plane right now. Lindsay,
like, yeah, she's like, if I could get on a plane, I'd be on your doorstep, so annoying. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't be.
Well, you would be on the doorstep, but right. not annoying.
But I was like, don't make me cry, Lindsay. But no, yeah,
it
honestly really like great.
It made me hate being so far away from you even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is the hardest part, being all over the world or all over the country. So
yeah, that's the hardest part. But honestly,
it's really not hard knowing how much snow you all got and how cold it was for you. Like, I won't lie. Like, as you talk about the weather, I'm like, yeah, if we're going to visit anybody in winter, it's going to be me because my weather is
Amanda. Reasonable
and nice.
Yeah, or
And I guess it
Amanda.
is only worth 80 degrees, so.
We are having a weird winter. We do not usually get this much snow and this much cold.
We are actually having a weird winter too. It's not usually this warm. It's been 60 degrees the last week. Like, that's not normal. There's no snow.
I had to this morning because the dogs had been outside for like a solid hour. And earlier last week, we couldn't let them out for that long. It was like 5 minute intervals. But like Ollie's laying in the middle of the snow, Stanley's running laps, and I called Mike and I'm like, how long reasonably can I let them be outside before I have to bring them in? And he's like, they're fine. It's warm enough.
It felt really nice out today.
It
It
was like a
was like
heat wave.
24 degrees.
It was like a heat wave.
Yeah, when it's like doubled, I mean, you guys are getting similar. I mean, it was like 24 degrees here.
Well, after like negative most of last week, like my kids went back to school this week, but they were home all last week. But
That
yeah,
like blows
it's
my mind. You and
well.
Jenny, every time you're like, oh, my kid's school is canceled. I'm like, oh, we got 100 feet of snow and it's negative 105 out, but we're gonna go to school
No.
still.
The buses can start, so we're going.
We all jump
I
started
honestly, I told
the
Michael, I was like, I bet that they are avoiding a lawsuit. That's why they're canceling school. They don't even want to chance it.
No, of course not. Okay. Are we still talking
Because we
about
did get a
weather?
big e yes, because we did get an email from the school basically like, these are your kids. They're your responsibility. Don't fuck up.
Because there'd be some
Bravo to
damn middle
them.
schooler out there in shorts.
I mean, mine didn't wear coats, but that's normal.
My kid never wears a coat. Well, it's
No.
so
okay. Well, one more weather thing. So Mike said to me, he came across a TikTok where, like, when it got so cold around here, it wasn't that Midwesterners got really upset. They just were like, oh, this is my big coat weather. And he's
Yeah.
not wrong because up until the really cold weather, I was just wearing like a sweatshirt coat. And then I had to pull out my big coat. And I said to myself, I got to get my big coat out.
Yeah, I am always cold, so I often wear my big coat, but
It's bulky and I have hot flashes. It's just messy.
Anyway.
Anyway, so we are celebrating Galentine's early, and we are in our Spice Girl era. This is for the millennial. And yes, your romance TBR says a lot about you. That is our theme for this episode. We're matching Spice Girl personalities with romance FMC vibes and book rec energy. Which Spice Girl do you think you are versus which one your reading habits expose? Leah, do you have a Spice Girl that you identify the most with? Bitchy Spice isn't an option. Or Mean Spice.
That was uncalled for.
But true.
I don't, not really, but definitely not like Baby Spice. I'm not a Baby
You're not a baby
Spice.
spice. You could
I mean,
be a ginger spice.
I feel like I have enough chaos gremlin energy anymore that I'm more of a ginger than anything.
Yeah. What about you, Lindsay? Which Spice Girl do you identify the most with?
I would say like I'm probably ginger, but I actually like when I was little, I would play Spice Girls on the playground, and I always wanted to be sporty.
Okay, so I'm probably going to age myself. I was in college when the Spice Girls came out. So.
You could actually go see them in concert. I was probably not allowed. My parents were probably horrified that we listened to Spice Girls at all.
Did you get the
Charlie has
Spice
said it
Girl
today to me.
Barbies? There were
What?
Spice
I
Girl
did not.
Barbies?
I did not have those. Yeah, I didn't have those.
Okay.
But you aspired to be Sporty Spice.
I did.
That's perfect. Heather, which Spice Girl do you identify the most with?
I always sort of like identified with Posh Spice. Like I've always, like well dressed and kind of like really
Bougie.
put together. Like I
A
feel
little
like
bougie.
if somebody looks put together, I felt like their life was together. That doesn't necessarily mean that's true. Does that make sense? You
No,
know?
it
When
does.
they're rocking the homeless chic, you're like, they're a hot mess of chaos.
Yeah, but I like Ginger Spice. Like she's, you know, was like a fun whatever, you know?
Does anyone have a favorite Spice Girl song?
I
Don't they
think I
sing the
only know like
Girls Rule
two.
the World song?
Yes, I think so.
Do they?
That's a
I
good
don't even
one.
know.
I like Wannabe. That was their debut single.
One
And
of
if you
my
think about
favorite.
the words, it's about a girl gang,
It is, yeah.
you know, which
That one's like peppy and fun.
maybe that should be our group chat name, the Spice Girls.
Maybe.
They do not sing, oh, maybe. How many albums do you think they had?
I think they
I
only
don't
have
know.
three. Spice
I
World?
wasn't much of a Spice Girls fan, to be honest. It was not my jam.
No, I mean,
I mean, I knew the words and could sing
yeah.
the songs, but I listened to a lot of
No, because at
alternative
the
rock and
same
things like
time
that.
we were listening to Smashing Pumpkins, Rage Against the Machine,
Yes.
Joan Osborne, like,
Yeah.
you know, it
Dave
was
Matthews fan. I was like a Dave Matthews fan
Dave
kind of
Love. I
girl.
like Bare Naked Ladies, Dave Matthews Band, like in it. Yep. Jen Ellen says the movie was cute. I don't know that I've ever seen their
I
movie.
didn't see the movie. I didn't know they
I
had a
haven't seen the movie
movie.
either. Beyoncé sings Girls Around the World, BT
Oh.
Dubs.
Well, I feel like it's a
On
better Spice Girls
Spotify.
song. I'm just saying.
I enjoy that Beyoncé song, and I
Me
don't
too.
really like a lot of Beyoncé, so
Oh my gosh,
you know.
Stacy says, don't get me started on Spice World the movie. I wore my VHS out.
All right, Stacy.
That in itself, we know how old Stacy is
Okay,
because
wait. So we
VHS
might
wearing
need to do a
out.
group watch of the Spice World movie in
Yeah, what's it
Discord.
even? What does it even stream on?
I don't
Let's look.
know. I don't even know.
The weird thing is I have not thought about VHS tapes in about, I don't know, a good 10 years.
Yeah.
I have talked about them twice today now.
Twice.
Like, who does that? The other thing, randomly enough, the guys at work, I have a team of five. There's a team of five at work, and it's all boys and men and me. And I asked each of them recently, like, when was the last time you thought about the Roman Empire? Remember, there's that whole Roman
Yeah,
Empire, and they're all like yesterday? You know, I was like, oh my God. So then they were all over the last week trying to figure out what is like my Roman Empire.
romance.
Well, that, and I said, and one of them is like, dragons. I heard that dragons are women's Roman Empire. I'm like, huh? They're like, the romanticy. I was like, no, I think Bridgerton might be my Roman Empire.
I
I don't
mean,
know.
gay hockey boys in a cabin. I hear maybe that might have something to do with your.
I said, I'm coming to the cottage. Like, has anyone heard that? But yeah,
Oh,
no, I
Jen
thought that was
Ellen
funny.
says it's not streaming. Spice World is not streaming.
You
Well, that's
can
a
rent it or
bummer.
buy it on Amazon, and that's about it. Speaking of how we purchase our movie content, we have become DVD aficionados because I am tired of renting movies for the same price or more expensive than the $5 DVD that arrives from Amazon the next day. So we're building out a collection.
I actually bought Zootopia 2 on Sunday and watched it with Mike because I needed something joyful and happy. And I paid way more, but I had wanted to see it in the theater, so.
It looks super
Isn't
cute. I enjoyed the
Redbox?
first one.
Redbox is still a thing. I've
Oh,
seen
not
them lately.
here. Not
No?
here. They're gone.
Oh, they're here.
We don't
A
have
couple
them. I
places.
don't think we have any. If we had Redbox, I'm pretty sure they'd be like targeted for theft.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well,
Maybe they were abandoned and people just actually forgot that they existed.
we did find, so Sydney is really into purchasing CDs. I mean, also vinyl, but her K-pop stuff is all on CDs. And so we went to the Goodwill and bought two or three different DVD players for her to use as CD players, because they were backwards compatible. And so now we have a DVD player. We haven't had a DVD player in I can't tell you how long.
We have a DVD player, but I Could not tell you where it is.
Well,
It's in a
you can go to the
box.
Goodwill and get one. Somebody left
In
the
a box
movie.
in a house somewhere. Not
Somewhere.
sure which house.
Have a remote for it. So once we start the DVD.
You have to stay because then you have because you don't want to have to get up and cross the room to shut it off.
I was trying to explain that concept to my children that when I was a young child and my dad was watching TV, that
And
one
you
of
had to
us had to
turn the
stand by
dial.
the TV. Well, we got cable early on. Like by the early
Oh,
80s,
see, my
82,
house.
83, we had cable and we had
Oh,
the
yeah.
push button box. And then you had the little lever that you could go to the next tier of the push button. And I'm like, so when Papa wanted to surf the channels, I had to go and stand next to the on the floor TV. And
Well, so we did not get cable where I grew up until like I was in high school. But we had one of those, I know I've talked about, but we had one of those giant ass like satellite dishes in
yeah.
my yard we used to climb on. Yeah. But we had the TV where like it only had like six channels on it and you had to like turn the
Then you had to go to
dial.
the UHF, so you could go to the higher channels down below. Okay. So the concept of this episode is each Spice Girl equals a romance heroine archetype. Pick your current era, not your favorite personality. Build a Galentine's TBR that matches that mood. We are going to talk about the characteristics of each Spice Girl and then what books might fall into that Spice Girl's kind of like tropes that would be associated with that Spice Girl. And then we'll tell you the books that we are recommending for that, like where we think the female main character is has similar characteristics to that Spice Girl, right? Is that what we're going for? Okay, so first up, Baby Spice, Emma Bunton, Bunton,
Bunton,
sure,
yes.
she was Baby Spice. She was the sweetheart with a backbone. Her FMC traits would be sunshine, personality, a little bit of golden retriever energy, kind, optimistic, emotionally open, looks soft but is not weak, believes in love, communicates like an adult, which, we love to see. And then the romantic lanes that I think a Baby Spice would kind of shine in are going to be small town romance, friends to lovers, cinnamon roll hero versus the quiet, strong heroine. Even a grumpy sunshine. This is going to have a cozy, feel good, low angst, but still swoony. And honestly, as much as I complain about her books, I feel like Laura Pavlov, all of her characters are Baby Spice. They all kind of fit that exact lane, that soft romantic. Oh, Jen Ellen thinks it'd be also like little sister of the male main character's best friend. So best friend's little
Jen
sister.
Ellen, we're on the same wavelength because I put that down and I have a really good one for that.
So I think keywords for Baby Spice would be soft, sweet, secret steel spine, like a strength about her. So Leah, who do you have character-wise? Just give me one. We'll go kind of around in a circle
For Baby Spice,
for Baby Spice.
Jules from My True Love by Melissa Foster. She's just this peppy, delightful character.
What about you, Leah? Or Leah, I just said Leah. Oh
I
my
am
God.
Leah.
Lindsay, what about you? Who's your baby spice?
I kind of didn't pick like one. I wrote basically every Catherine Cowles female main character.
No, you're not
No,
wrong. She
has a
didn't.
lot too. I'd say
Because,
like she's a couple outliers here and there, but
but
overall, yeah.
not really. Like, I mean, the personality wise, that's more like timid and trauma has like dulled the
Yeah.
happy-go-lucky. But like for the most part, every single one of her female main characters, like every single one, because they're all like there's a level of competency with all of them. They're in like unique circumstances, obviously.
Do you think, okay, so a Baby Spice is not going to be too stupid to live, right? Like, but don't you think that romantic suspense lends itself to a Baby Spice heroine?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
do. I think if they're not a baby spice, they're usually like a scary spice type character.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Okay.
was, yeah.
I think they have like a quiet strength about them. Like
Yeah.
others may view them as like weak or soft, but then as their hero gets to know them or people close to them, they actually see that they're very strong.
So Heather, who is your baby spice that you picked?
Well, I actually did this wrong. I came up with a bunch of different ones in the baby spice, but
That's
I'm
okay.
gonna go with one that I haven't really talked about in a long time, and it is Home Game by Odette Stone. It is a oldie but goodie. It's a hockey series. She Zoe is homeless, and she meets her
That's
hero
okay.
Ryan in a coffee shop, and Ryan is like a disheveled mess. He can't get his finance, like he's just whatever. And so she helps him out, and he takes her in and helps her kind of get back on her feet, and he falls in love with her, but he knows that he can't keep her, so he lets her go, and she grows into this super strong her heroine, and then they find their way back. It's so good, so
Yeah.
good.
Jen Ellen and Jenny were talking about Odette Stone today in Discord because the third book in her Mafia series is out. And Jen Ellen was going back and rereading book one, book two before she started book three.
I really like her.
I haven't
Oh,
read her in a minute. I probably need to read her again.
I haven't
I
read her
went
recently
back.
either.
I went back in Goodreads and I started with everything I started reading when I went back to romance. So I started in like 2018 and I filled it like way back from there. Nothing
Yeah.
current is in here.
No, that's, and do you know
That's
what?
good.
It's funny because what I did was is I sorted and started with books that I'd read more recently, because I feel like, I always talk about this author or this author, and I've
Me
had
too.
more variety of reading in the last year and a half than I had, maybe in some other years. So for me, one of the ones that I came up with was Sage Bird from Savor It by Tara DeWitt.
Yeah.
I feel like she is an excellent baby spice, just because she's
Such a freaking good book, too.
competitive, but also like trying to keep her family together. And I think it is, it's Stacy says, I think they could collect people as friends and almost the glue of the girl gang. That's the baby spice, kind of that central nucleus that's just everybody's friends with. Maybe they're the first person you call to complain about something. Because,
Like there's a softness to them, but a strength.
Okay, is there any other baby spices you would like to talk about before we move on
Yeah.
to Scary Spice?
Not exactly like a thing, like a book, but I was gonna say like a lot of the female main characters in Wolfshifter romances are baby spice type
Yeah.
female main characters, because you get like those edgier, grumpier alphas, and then you get like a sweetheart with a backbone type female main
Yeah.
character. Sometimes they're not a sweetheart to him because he's, they're
But they're a
not.
sweetheart to everybody else. It's like
Because
he brings
usually, like,
out the
and usually, like, they wind up being in kind of like a matriarchal role in the pack. So, very much that kind of character.
Anybody other have any other baby spices they want to talk about?
I have a series. We haven't talked about it in a hot minute. The Manhunt series by Vanessa Vale.
Well, I actually
Oh yeah.
I have one for a different Spice
Oh,
Girl.
do you?
She does.
But
But I
I
do
like the
agree
first
that a lot of the
couple.
heroines there.
Yeah.
I
I
love that
also
series.
had Adeline Sweet or Adeline from Sweet Thing by Kate Meader. That's the first book in her new section, the next generation of her Chicago Rebels series. And I'm really, book three is pregnancy, like accidental pregnancy. Like, I cannot wait. It comes out, I think, next week.
I think it is next week. I'm super excited
So
for
I'm
it.
so, and the covers are so adorable. Okay, so the next Spice Girl on our radar is Scary Spice, Miss Mel B. This is the powerhouse who takes no prisoners. FMC traits, loud, bold, unapologetic, dominant energy in life, but also maybe she's a dom in bed. Zero tolerance for nonsense, protective of her people, fearless in conflict. Romance Lane, it might be a female boss, FMC, enemies to lovers, sports romance, maybe she's the athlete, or celebrity romance, she's the star kind of thing. FNC, who steamrolls the MMC emotionally and maybe even affectionately. Keywords are going to be confidence, fire, feral competence for a scary spice. Like just slightly chaotic, just a little extra there on the scary spice. So we'll start with Heather. Heather, who do you have for a scary spice vibe?
I got two from the same series, and it's a favorite. So I am going to go with Stone from Sawyer Bennett. And Harlow is a lawyer. They're enemies to lovers. There's a plane crash. Harlow is like the executor of Stone's brother's will, and these two banter like they like, oh, and he's not bright enough to realize that Harlow is smart, and she like outwits him. And she is also had her own struggle. She's was in recovery, and Stone's brother was her best friend, so she's dealing with grief. They're both dealing with grief, and it's
That
literally one of
closet
my favorite books
scene,
of all time.
that closet scene lives in my heart.
That's
For
such a good
when
story.
he's like reading the letter from the
I
brother.
know. So good.
So
I
good.
listen to it at least 3 times a year. So good.
Lindsay, who's your scary spice? Who has feral competence?
I am saying Eloise from Vampire King by Rowan Hart. She's the first female in
Oh, yeah.
series. Her best friend has gone missing. She literally goes right to the Vampire King and makes a deal with him in order to like coerce him into helping her find her best friend. It is, yeah, she's 100% a Scary Spice character. Love her. So fierce.
Leah's like sad now that she didn't think of the Rowan Hart series. Like you can see on her face, like, damn it, I
I
missed it.
am a little, and actually the one that I'm going to say I stole from Becky when we were
No,
talking earlier today.
that's oh, okay, go ahead,
Do you want me
steal
to
it.
do a different one?
Nope,
I have three.
I got a different one. I have four. It's fine. Go ahead, steal mine.
Okay, so Eshi from The Huntsman by Naima Simone. This woman is a force. If you guys have not read this book, like you are missing out. It is so good. Like the way that the retelling was structured and like the feral, like just the feralness of Eshi in general, like she is a feral monster of delightfulness.
It was so well
But
done. And the audiobook,
so strong. Oh my God, the audio is amazing.
it is worth an Audible
Amazing.
credit. Like, I think it's on
Honestly, it's
Hoopla.
worth just buying it.
I think it's on Hoopla, but I also think you can, the book's available in Kindle Unlimited. I think you can whisper sync the audio.
It's just the way that she crafted this story and the way that she turned that like story on its head, like the whole idea of it and like the strength of the women in the like in this book was just amazing. I can't wait for book two.
Okay, so then I will do Sally Smithson from My Favorite Jack-O-Lantern by Rebecca Rennick.
That's a good one
That's
too.
book two in the Gummy Bear series, and she loves Halloween. He's her next door neighbor. The town hates her because she's different, but they all use her, and she just stands firm in who she is. She has the terrible mother. I really, really enjoyed that book. And
It
it's
was
more than
good.
just
I
a
like that
Halloween read.
series.
It is. It's so cute. Okay, does anyone else have any other scary spices they really feel we have to talk about or steal mine?
Yeah, there's Scarlet from Bent-Winged Angel by Hannah Shield. Scarlet has basically, when she was a teenager, she escaped a cult, climbed over the mountain passes in Colorado to escape to a small town. And she is like in the course of this book working to rescue other children from the cult. She's a badass.
Total.
I like that.
Anybody else have any others?
I have one. I have Becky from In Rides Trouble. It is part of the Black Knight series by Julianne Walker. It's the original Black Knight. It's not the Reloaded. Becky is a motorcycle mechanic who like, sh but she is strong and fierce and like knows who she is. And she's like this tiny little pixie of chaos, but like and she is in love with Frank, who is like the owner of the motorcycle thing, and it's like a black ops like side quest essentially in this series as well. But he is like this big burly guy, and she is this tiny pixie of delight and attitude.
I have another one.
Go ahead.
I mean, I could go all day with this because it's really ties into like a lot of romantic suspense heroines too.
It does, yeah.
And a lot of like mafia. I didn't even like dive into mafia, but the last
I
one
didn't even.
is Liberty from Taking Liberty by Riley Edwards. She's like literally a prison, like she's been taken prisoner, or hostage. Like they go in and rescue her, and like even though she's gone through like this deeply traumatic thing, like she's just like so fierce throughout the whole story.
She, like, I would say a lot of her heroines are more scary than
What one
anything.
of her centers? Well, I think I Codename Hacker. So Phoebe is like the hacker. She's not like your, she's that quiet strength. And like, don't F with her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she has the ability to mess your life up in ways that you don't even know.
Yeah, she's a good
Because she's
one.
so smart. And literally, if you touched her, the entire Jameson force would like lose their mind on you. So
Absolutely.
I wouldn't dare, you know.
Okay, so next up is Sporty Spice, which is Melanie C. Driven, capable queen. FMC traits are going to be ambitious, disciplined, focus, athletic or career driven, struggles with vulnerability, learns that love doesn't weaken, it supports her. Romance lanes are going to be a sports romance, a workplace romance, a slow burn. I don't have time for feelings, heroine. Love is not my thing, kind of thing. She key vibes are going to be competence porn and emotional growth. So we're looking for somebody that is slightly outstanding, speaks their mind, and maybe puts on a little bit of defenses so that, and maybe even a little bit of black cat energy, kind of that, you know, I don't got time for your bullshit kind of thing. Lindsay, who do you have for Sporty Spice?
Paige from Four Weddings and a Swamp Boat Tour by Erin Nicholas.
Oh, yeah.
She is
Paige is a
like,
good one.
she is a yoga instructor. She's got a collection of cats. She is like holding her family and everyone at arm's length. She is not getting married. She is tired of being proposed to. She is.
She's on what, like proposal 10?
Yeah,
I don't
so
think it's that many, but it is
like
quite a
she's
few.
literally, yeah, she's like literally driven out of town to go all the way across the country from like Iowa to Louisiana to spend the to basically show up on her fling's doorstep because of a proposal that she did not ask for at her sister's wedding, no less, by a guy she hasn't seen in like 5 years. He's just like, yeah, let's get married. And she's like, what is wrong with people?
She's like, let's not.
Heather, who's your Sporty Spice?
Her name is Sheridan, and she is from Hard Limit by Brenda Rother and Kat Mazira. She's a plus size heroine. She's like a boss lady. She has no time for romance. She is a busy gal. She buys Lars in a bachelor romance or bachelor auction. They have like fun, and it was not supposed to go anywhere. Lars is this kind of quiet, quirky hockey player. He's struggling. He was recently diagnosed with autism, and that's been hard. But the two literally just can't stay away from each other. Like they're just
They're
on
horny.
fire. But then they're like, we just don't have time for a relationship. And then they don't even realize they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's just
That's
really
really funny.
great. I love
I
it.
always like when that happens. It's like accidental dates.
They're like, oh, sorry, we're actually in a relationship. That's weird.
Leah, who's your sporty spice?
So my first one I have is Becca from Brooklyn Air by Serena Bowen. So Nate is her boss and he owns the hockey team, and Becca is his personal assistant and basically his girl Friday. Like she like handles his life, and like they both have been in love with each other, but like she realizes it. Nate's kind of oblivious because he's a little bit of a dumbass, but It happens. But Becca, like, she's just so capable and able, but she has like vulnerabilities. But at the same time, she's like, he doesn't see me, so I'm not going to like try and make him see me. But then she gets hurt, and it just kind of like goes like spirals from there, essentially.
Yeah.
But I
Wow,
just
that's such
really
a good
enjoy
line.
the way that Serena Bowen writes her character.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with Monica Newman from All Superheroes Need Photo Ops by Elizabeth Stevenson. I just love this series, but
It's so good.
she's such a badass. She's so strong. She doesn't take any of their bullshit. And she's like, I got a job, she's gonna do it, and just moves forward. And I really did appreciate that. I want to give a bonus shout out to Camila Vega from A Proposal They Can't Refuse by Natalie Kenya. Because also, she is not going to be vulnerable. She is not going to let these people tear her down. She's doing everything she can to uplift, and, there's angry sex and whiskey. So, right there, she wins. Does anyone else have any sporty spices they want to talk about?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
well, this Wild Heart by Carla Sorensen, Anya, she is she's the daughter of the character, like the
The
male,
hero from Book Four,
yeah,
The Ward
from For
Sisters.
Forbidden. And I would say like Forbidden is kind of in the same vein. But yeah, like in this particular book, like she gets fake married and like she's kind of not into making it real, but then, you know, things happen.
Things happen.
Feelings. Feelings. Leah, you got another one?
Feelings. Yeah, and this one is kind of phoning it in, but Brit, in Elise Faber's Gold series, her book is Blocked. She is a female goalie. She is a female goalie in the NHL. So she is breaking glass ceilings as she's dealing with this, and then she is fake dating her teammate and all these other things. But Brit's a really strong character, and she really kind of creates this world with the guys on the team that, like, I mean, they're all big gossips, but which is probably real. But it's just a really strong series.
Okay, next one is Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham, the ice queen with a soft center. Female traits are going to be polished, stylish, intimidating, emotionally guarded, knows her worth and expects respect, thaws slowly, loves deeply. So in the romance lane, we would see this in billionaire romance, high society, or luxury type settings. Could be a Hollywood norm type romance, grumpy sunshine. She would be the grump. So maybe more black cat, golden retriever type energy. MMC earns access, not instant intimacy. The key vibe here is going to be elegant, reserved, devastating when in love. And I'll just start it off with Maya Kilgore by. Maya Kilgore from Problematic Summer Romance by Allie Hazelwood. She's been through a lot. She lost her parents, then raised by her brother. She goes for her man. Like, she pursues him. And I think that a Posh Spice underneath the luxury is a little bit of a femme fatale. So, because that was something interesting that Leah and I, when we had some work stuff to go over this morning, when we were chatting, I was like, well, basically the Spice Girls are archetypes, right? Like you have the queen, you have the seductress. And I think that for Posh Spice, she's a bit of the femme fatale more than the queen. And so I felt like this is going to be more in the lane of brother's best friend, where she is the pursuer. Versus being pursued. So, Heather, who do you have for Posh Spice?
I did it wrong. So I'm trying to think of, I had two, like it's a boardroom series. It's set in San Francisco. What is that one? I'm trying to find it on
Is that the
Goodreads.
one? Well, Stacey Kennedy has one, and so does Avery Flynn. Or are you thinking of the boardroom series that's the super sexy one where they have the
The super,
voyeurism?
yeah, the super sexy. I think that one, I'm looking it up.
I
I
think that
was
would
not ready.
fit. Linda, Lydia Eicher's
Yes.
The Boardroom series. That one,
I don't
that
know if
think it
it
would
fits,
fit.
but there's a lot of like high-powered women that
Yeah.
are.
Yeah, I think it definitely fits.
And Samantha Cole has one in her that Sex Club series. She has two
The
where
Trident
it's
series.
the Trident series, so she is actually like a Domine.
Dominatrix, yeah.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
Joey
She's another
Hill. I'm
one of
looking that
those.
one up right now.
Joey Hill also has that Dominatrix series. Joey H. Hill. Do you understand what I'm talking
Well,
about?
and doesn't Golden have some femdoms?
Oh. Okay, Golden, though, like if we look at every character Golden has ever written, and if we start to include the like co-written ones that she's written with Stella Moore, she could be the Spice Girl. Do you know what I mean? Like
Okay.
her books, all of
Yeah.
them, all of them.
Spice in more ways than one.
So much spice. Lindsay, who is your posh spice?
I kind of extrapolate. I don't really have like a posh spice, per se, but I did say that like because like I don't tend to like these characters.
No, I think that's
No, that's
fair.
fine.
But I don't tend to like these characters, but I see them like it's almost the archetype for every romanticy book on the planet. Like the female main character is almost always a posh spice type
Like
character,
a
like very
princess.
unattainable, very edgy, very very put together and competent, and like knows what they want mostly.
Yeah.
While like they're mostly like undergoing like massively overwhelming circumstances, and yet like they're always rising to the occasion. And I feel like every single one of them that I've read could probably fit in this category.
No, I don't think that's wrong. I think that Posh Spice was the hardest for me to find recs for.
But I went more of like the Ice Queen route.
Yeah.
Like they're like very layered, but like they're when you first meet them, Ice Queen is
So
like the default. Like,
who's your Posh Spice there?
so I picked Maggie from Role Playing by Kathy Yardley.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that
That's a
book.
good one. It's such a great book. It's such a great story. Like Maggie's of divorced, her son is going to college. Like she creates this, she gets into this like relationship with this guy through gaming, and like, but and she thinks he's like a 20-year-old boy, but he's actually like a 50-year-old man. And just the way in which like Maggie's very sure of herself, but she's not sure of herself. And I feel like that's where like the layers of the posh spice like
Yeah.
side goes. But like Maggie's such a strong character, and like she's very confident in so many ways, but then she's not at the same time, which is where like that grumpy Ice Queen facade comes in.
Lindsay, the Jiffy Cape baseball book, the first one.
Yeah,
The Rockstar.
Rockstar and the Rookie. Yeah, I think that one would fit too.
Yeah, I think that that.
Well, and Penny Reed has a lot,
yeah,
would fit like under that umbrella too, like Mona from
like
Laws of
Jen,
Physics, and then
the Banana
like
Cake Queen.
definitely Caitlin from like Elements of Chemistry, and Janie is like that. She's like,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah.
She's
Yeah.
like, I like you, but no, I'm not gonna like you.
But it's just they have very like clear lines of like what they're willing to accept and what they're not willing to accept.
Yeah.
And Heather, when I was talking about the Manhunt series, I was saying Lindy, who is book two, I felt like she's more posh, Ice Queen, because she's just so like it's so hard for her to put herself out there because she's been raising her sister for so long. And so like she
Yes,
has like
for sure.
she's very like career driven, like set in like her mindset. But I do agree that most of them like around her are definitely baby
Baby
spices
spices.
though. I'm a little bit with Lindsay. This is hard, right? Like it's
I think
sometimes
posh,
you don't.
yeah, I think posh is a hard one, and I think it's also because we probably don't love these characters right away unless the setting is perfectly. Like I was thinking of Lucy Scores, The Story of My Life. She's a little bit of a posh spice, but she's messy, and it was a struggle to like her because you're like, well, you're a little bit of a spoiled princess, but you're doing the work. And then I thought of Violet from Pucked. She's a little bit of a posh spice, and I struggled to like Violet. She's probably my least favorite Helena Hunting character.
She's
Well,
very
but and when you
extra.
and I were talking today, and we were going over this while we were doing other work stuff, like we were saying how Brienne from Drake by Sawyer Bennett is a posh spice
She
because
is.
she is a boss bitch, but she's also like dealing with all the grief, and so it's like she's very like not single-minded, but she's very driven in the way that she's doing things, and so like it's hard for her to let people in because of like the grief bubble she's in on top of trying to be like in charge of like this conglomerate that she
Yeah.
inherited.
But she's also outside of her comfort zone. I mean, she's
Yes.
working in hockey. She's like, please.
Right.
And also, she doesn't know how to live. And Drake pushes her to live
Well, and she
her
pushes
life.
him too, and I think that
Yes,
it's
well,
like
like
there's the hand in hand.
she pushes him, her, he pushes her to live outside the boardroom because her life is so segmented and from one meeting to one charity to one thing, and she never takes a moment for herself. And I think that, you know, we don't love where, you know, the HEA somehow miraculously changes the person. But we do like it when in a story we see that as the relationship develops, they both grow as characters.
Well, and I don't feel like it's a change. I
It's
feel like
not.
it's they bring like those inherent pieces of them out.
Well, they give them that safe space to land. So someone like a posh spice, it's going to be harder to be vulnerable because you've had to be strong. And so it is going to be the character growth of what you can let go and what you can, you know, let yourself be open to. You know, I think about that scene with her and the kids when the kids are sick and Drake and the sister is sick and Drake is on the road and stuff, and she just steps in, takes
She
over
just
and
does what
does.
she does what she needs to do. Well, Cynthia Eden, she writes a lot of her female
Yes,
characters
it does.
as like a posh spice because
Yeah.
they're a lot more, they're very career driven. They're very like focused. I mean, she has the occasional like other one mixed in, but like she is a big fan of the posh spice
Stacy
archetype.
says eldest daughter vibes, and she's not wrong.
Yes,
I thought of
that's a really good description, Stacey.
Daria Volkov from Tempted and Tainted by Rena Morgan. She is the Russian spy hacker. And she, you know, she is showing up in her heels and her purse and her luxury goods. But, you know,
But she's so much more than just that.
she is
And I
so much
think
more.
that's the key to like the way the authors write these characters is like when you get that first glimpse, you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna hate this person.
Yeah.
But they're so layered.
So our final spice is Ginger Spice, Jerry Howell, the charismatic chaos agent. Traits are going to be big personality, dramatic flair, theatrical, bold, magnetic, emotionally expressive, sometimes impulsive, main character energy turned up to 11. And the
Oh, I like the
romance.
Spinal Tap reference there.
The romance lane is going to be a celebrity romance, a second chance romance, a fake dating romance, an FMC who walks into a room and changes the plot. Keyword vibes, charisma, chaos, center stage, confidence. So let's start with you, Lindsay. Lindsay, who is your Ginger Spice?
Bridget from Not Your Average Vixen by Krista
I believe that
Sandor.
every Krista Sandor character is an agent of chaos and a ginger spice.
Because Becky, because I have Nanny and the Hothead on here, and Becky was like, no, I think Beefcake
She
works.
throws dildos at
Golden.
him.
Yeah,
And
so
see,
basically any rom-com Krista Sandor, because even the boyfriend friends like the cards like those would work too with the pies and like all those things.
let's just say Krista Sandor is
Our
Ginger
ginger
Spice.
spice.
Krista Sandor is 1000% a
Yes.
Ginger Spice.
I'm going to have to message her after we're done and let her
Well,
know that.
Have you guys been watching her like fridge texts with her husband?
Yeah, I don't. What is happening? Her
If
fridge is malfunctioning. The ice
the
maker?
ice maker was messing up, and so it was like so,
Sending
but their
warnings
text
to him?
messages are so funny. But even like when she was like have like had her bang appointment and was like getting banged,
It says
like,
getting banged and then the name of her hairdresser.
and her husband's like, maybe we shouldn't put it in the calendar like this.
My God,
Like getting banged by
you
Sarah.
guys, she is in person. I want to just wrap her in a weighted blanket, you know, like the co-regulation that has to happen. Her husband does so much co-regulating for her.
I bet.
And then you meet him. I got to meet him in Denver. And he's like spreadsheet Steve, okay? Obviously, right? And
Oh,
he's you,
she talks about
totally.
like how like centered he is compared to her.
Oh, like I think yeah, she's like this whirlwind, and then there's spreadsheet Steve like behind her, just picking up and like organizing all the things right behind her.
Oh my God. Okay, so
I love them so much.
Heather, who is your ginger spice?
Sarah Dawson, it is book three in the Hot Jock series by Kendall Ryan. It's trying to score. Sarah and Teddy had like a fling in college, and there's a sex tape, and he's a professional hockey player, and she's like a high-powered lawyer, and somebody's like, I'm gonna, you know, leak this video, and they're like, well, that's fine because we're dating. It's totally fine. So then they're like fake dating, and it's so good, and the friend group is amazing, and it's back in Kindle Unlimited, so
There you
read
go.
it.
Leah, who is your ginger spice?
So Hannah Harvey from the Tales from the Art Gallery series by Cynthia St. Aubyn. She like is a whirlwind of chaos. Like she is like a big like squirrel energy. Like there's just something about the way this character is written where you can't help but fall in love with her chaos.
So mine is, I was certain that Lindsay was going to take this. Nora Dulane from Just Don't Call It Love by Erin Nicholas. And Lindsay, do you want to tell everybody what you got in the mail today? She's so
I
excited.
got, I have it right here. It says
That's
Otter
so
Club in the
cute.
tote bag. It's Otter Club tote bag. I'm so excited about it. It's gonna be within arm's reach for a long time. I also got a book and stickers, and I'm so excited.
Just like I also got a book and stickers. Really the
It's the
tote bag.
tote,
It's the
but the
tote bag.
tote bag.
But so
Otter Club.
Nora is absolutely Ginger Spice. She is fake dating the hero Alex. She is organized chaos. It's bonkers hockey with Parks and Rec. She creates all of these extravagant things, and it's just Otter Club and Garden Club, all sorts of clubs. So, I just really like her. Do you have any other ginger spices before we go on to our last piece here?
No.
Okay. I did have Charlie Taylor McKilligan from Hot and Badgered by Shelley Lauriston. We read that for a Wednesday episode. Those are the honey badger shifters. Those girls, all of them, are ginger spice. Every single one of them, agents of chaos.
They're honey badgers.
They're honey
Honey badgers
badgers.
don't give a fuck.
Okay, so okay, that's it for our Galentine's Day TBR for our Spice Girls. Send us a message and let us know which book you think matches perfectly which with Spice Girl. If you make a post about it, please tag us. Okay, so it's that time
It's that time
for
for
Book
book
of
of
the
the
Week. It's
week.
Book of the Week time. Leah, do you have a book of the week?
Actually, yes, I have to figure out what the name of it is, though,
Okay, well,
because
we'll
I've.
go on to Heather. Heather, do you have a book of the week?
Yeah, but it's not out yet. But I'm
That's
literally
okay.
reading it.
That's okay.
Kelly Jameson's.
Ooh.
Is it On Thin Ice? Yep. So it is On Thin Ice. It is Mabel's twin brother, Merrick. And he falls in love with a singer they meet at the all-star game, and she sort of blows him off. And he's
Oh, I
like,
like that.
he's like,
I love
well,
when that
shoot.
happens.
So then they like kind of part ways for a little bit, and then something brings them back together, and she's like really not down for love right now, and he's like all in, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I love when they get blown off and they think they're all done.
Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
I haven't finished it yet, but I'm reading Formula Dreams by Sawyer Bennett. I like picked up her Formula series again. This one, the female main character is like the first Formula One F1 level driver. It's like Brynn Norcross running the racing team. They're just so good. I really love those books. But like the only book I've actually finished this week, I was like really disappointed with it. It's called For Whom the Bell Tolls by J.C. Lynn. And like the concept of the book is that she opens a. I like made myself finish it. I should have DNF'd it. But it was due back at the library, and I was like, I'm not getting this again.
That's
But like
fair.
the concept was so good and I had such high hopes for it because like she basically has like lived this really terrible life. She dies really young and goes on to the afterlife and she like the concept is like she finds fulfillment in all the things that she didn't have in any of her pat her lives, like living lives in the afterlife, and she uses like all of her customer experience service experience to open a help desk to hell, which is like basically the souls that get assigned levels out of hell. Like she does that, but like nothing happens in the book.
Oh,
Like
okay.
nothing happens. Like that sounds
That's
so
dumb.
promising. And it's just
It
like,
does. It
yeah.
sounds really intriguing.
Nothing happens.
Leo, what's your
Oh.
book of the week now?
Okay, mine is Forceful God by Michelle Hurd. It's her newest one in the Kings of Mafia world. It's second gen. So this one is Cristiano and Sienna's book. At the beginning of the book, they're just getting engaged and I'm going to get married, but then there's a shooting that happens and it's at the beginning, so I'm not spoiling. And she freaks out. And so the book itself actually really focuses on her anxiety and fears and phobias and how she does not feel like she is right to live in this mafia world because emotionally she can't handle it. So from the start of the book to when they get back together has been 7 years, I think, because she's like, I can't do this, but she doesn't tell him why. She disappears for a while to like go to therapy and she's in therapy and takes meds. And I think that it just is a really great view on anxiety and how debilitating it can be,
Yeah.
but also like how intense and over the top these men can be when they fall in love at the same time.
Fair,
It
fair.
was just really good. Like I'm really liking this second gen series.
So I do not have a book of the week. Reading is just really hard for me right now. My mind is a lot of other places. So bear with me. I promise I'm trying, but I just don't have anything this week for
Well,
that.
you're out of spoons. You've been
Yeah.
out of
I
spoons
got
for a
no
while.
spoons left for now. Okay, we're off on Sunday night because it's the Super Bowl. We'll be watching Bad Bunny, maybe some Green Day. Don't you worry. I'm sure the next episode, some point, we will talk about all of that stuff. But next Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be live. I'm not sure exactly who will be here. I believe Amanda will be here with me, at least
Amanda,
minimum.
I will be here. Amanda will be on screen.
We're not sure she'll say anything. We have author J.R. Ward live with us next Wednesday night. If you have never heard this woman give a talk or talk about books and romance, you are going to want to tune in. She is worth every minute. Like, I had not read any of her books. Jenny and I saw her in September of 2023. And we listened to her for like 5 minutes, and Jenny looks at me and she goes, "She's our people." Like, and seriously, if the lady can say penis in a conversation, she's saying it and drawing dicks on whiteboards.
Yeah,
We love it.
filters do not exist for her. Like if you've watched her any of her interviews, like roundtable things that she's done at conferences that they've taken video of, like it's really funny.
She's a
Just chaos.
hoot.
She's great. Love it.
She is a
She's a hoot.
force to be reckoned with.
So you're going to want to be here live next Wednesday night, 9 p.m. We will have J.R. Ward, maybe on delay. We'll see.
Delay. You
Do you
might
think
want to have Mike put in a
could
little bit of
Mike
a
do
delay.
that for us?
No, we're going to let her go. She
We
is
might. We
feral and
might get banned.
delightful, and I cannot wait. So for a list of books we talked about on this episode, check out our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates. Make sure you join our community or sign up for our newsletter. That is the easiest way for us to communicate to you what's going on. And if you loved this episode, please leave us a review, like this YouTube video, and share it with your friends. Your support helps us reach more people. And just so we know, ladies, Stacy loved this, and her elder millennial heart wants a Backstreet Boys episode two now.
I'm more of a
Ruin
Kids
it.
on the
Or
Block
we can do
girl, but
anything.
fine.
I'm more of a Kids on the Block too, but you know, we'll do what we can. Anyway, thank you everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for being the amazing community that you are. And until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.